Password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week from Dallas, Jenny Lee Harrison and Bruce Ball. And the star of Super Password, Bert Thundy.
Hey, Bill. Hello there. Keep yourself down there. Bruce. Thank you very much. Thank you all. And welcome to Super Password. As always, it is very nice to have you at home with us. And it's especially nice to have Jenny Lee and Bruce with us, as a matter of fact.
You
have both played very well so far this week. Really excellent, as a matter of fact.
We worked on it for months in advance.
You did?
Yes.
Well, it shows.
We trained.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You trained together?
Often.
Often.
Sorry to hear that. Where are you going to be soon? Where can people look for you, Bruce?
I'll be, coincidentally, tonight. And all the end of this through Saturday in Syracuse at Wise Guys.
Okay.
And I'll be at the Funny Bone coming up in Dallas and Arlington.
And we'll be in Long Beach tonight.
You'll be in Long Beach tonight?
Where I live, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'll be okay. Period with my mom.
There'll be a traffic jam to Long Beach tonight. I can see
that.
We're in the middle of the game. Should we get on with it, gang? Here comes Nina and David right now. Let's go. Hello, Nina and David. We have just really started with Nina and David. We've just began a little game yesterday, but you're in the lead at the moment. Nina, we'll start with you.
My name is Nina Byram. I originated in Brazil. I am working currently as a cocktail waitress in Los Angeles, and I've been here for about 12 years now.
You originated in Brazil.
I knew you were going to go into that.
Well, it's just an unusual way of saying you were born in Brazil.
Conceived?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe not conceived in Brazil. She was
let's
originated in
it.
Brazil. Let's not. Thank you, Nina. Welcome and good luck to you. David, sir.
Hi, Bert, again. I was simply born in Lakeview, Oregon.
Uh-huh. Where did you originate, David?
I'll have to check that out.
Okay.
I have lived in Los Angeles most of my adult life, which is a lot of years. I am married to Lisa and have one adult daughter who lives in San Francisco, Michaela, and she's cheering me on, I know.
Yes, of course. Okay, if you're ready to go, gang, Nina is ahead $100 to a Zippo for David, but you just started. That's the first puzzle. Here is the second puzzle worth $200. The cash word is worth $1,000, and we're playing, in case you'd forgotten, for $20,000 over there in the end game. So let's go. Nina and David, given the clues, here comes the first word of the $200 puzzle. And there it is. David, if you will, sir.
Private.
Mm-hmm.
Private.
Mm-hmm.
Secluded.
Okay, Nina.
Untold.
Secret.
Yes, a good clue. Very nice clue. All right, we have secret on the board.
Gossip.
Is it gossip? Very good guess. That was a very good guess. Next
what?
Word, please. Excellent. Excellent guess.
He's prejudiced. He knows how bad I am.
No, it really was. Nina? Okay, David?
Rotate.
Circle.
Okay, Nina?
Telephone.
Dial.
Yes, very good. Very nice. Both of you, very good push. Secret dial.
Telephone.
Is it telephone? You think you know what it is, Nina?
Maybe.
Okay, here we go. Next word, please. David, you have an idea as well? Well, I sure don't. Do you?
Yes, and it's the same idea I had after the first one, so I'll be very interested to see what it is.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Nina, lead us off, please.
Rotate.
Circle.
There's an echo in here. David?
You...
Ban.
Oh, I like that.
I knew we were going to get in trouble there. Nina?
You...
it's too hard to get from that. That was the fourth and final, I believe, wasn't it? We have one more? I'm sorry. David?
Laugh.
Left? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Left? Right.
Okay. I have a clue. How about swivel? How about that? Okay, don't rush in there with your answer. No, the word was turn, gang. Here we go. We'll put it on the board. Secret, dial, and turn. Here we go. Next word, please. You're going for U-turn. It's a little tough. All right, Nina.
Bolt.
Excuse me?
Bolt.
Bolt. Run.
Okay, David.
Here we go, Bruce. Schlage.
Razor.
I thought he was going to say reindeer. Okay, Nina.
Key.
Oh, gosh. Fourth and final clue, David.
Key.
Lock.
Yes, there you go. All right, secret, dial, turn, and lock. Bruce.
Deodorant.
Oh, is it deodorant? Okay, next word, please. You guys know what it is? No, nobody knows what it is. I know what it is. Okay, here we go. We have the word at home, please. There it is. David?
Numerals?
Numbers.
That'll do it. Secret, dial, turn, lock, and numbers.
Combination?
Yes. Is it combination? Yes, of course. Okay. All right, David has $200, Nina has $100, and there is the magic cash word sound effects. And if you're ready, Bruce, we're going to let you do it. We'll show the folks at home what the cash word is. It's worth $1,000. You have three clues to communicate that word to David, as you know. We're ready for clue number one, sir.
Trek.
Hike.
Journey.
Odyssey.
Third final clue.
Action.
Adventure.
Yes! At the last possible second. Oh, that was great. Gonna hand out to your partner, sir. Nice, you're doing great with those cash words. There couldn't have been more than a millisecond left, you know. I mean, it was right on it. Okay, David has $200. Nina has $100. We will change partners right now and break away and come back after this commercial and play a lot more. Oh, that was wild. I mean, I didn't think it was going to happen. It's a perfect clue, too. Action adventure. I think it's close in October, I think. Yeah. This is a $300 puzzle. If you're ready to go, David has $200 and Nina has $100. And if you're all set, Jenny Lee and Bruce giving the clues, off we go. First word, please. Bruce?
Messy.
Sloppy.
Okay, Jenny Lee.
Oily.
Gooey.
Okay, Bruce.
Oily.
Greasy.
Yes, good clue. That's perfect clue. We have Greasy on the board. Nina, you need this one to stick around here.
Is it a 50s hairstyle?
Is it 50s hairstyles? No. Certainly we're Greasy. Next word, please. Little wild root never hurt anybody, right? There it is. Bruce?
Gummy.
Gooey.
Jenny Lee?
Chompy.
Hold it. Hold it. Nobody say anything. They're allowing that. Well, that was quick.
Chompy is the word.
Gummy.
Oh, that's a good clue. Here we go. Bruce.
Chaw.
Chew. E.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A little sneaky one there, Nina. Okay, we have Greasy and Chewy. Nina, and you need this to stay in the game.
Is it tobacco? I don't know.
Is it greasy? Tobacco? Greasy, greasy tobacco wouldn't be a big seller, would it? Okay, here we go. Next word, please. Bruce.
Inuit.
Ha 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 ha! That's a dance. Jenny Lee.
Good one.
Igloo.
Ice house.
Oh, Bruce.
Person.
Hermit.
Fourth and final clue.
Barbarian.
Well, I was going to say Eskimo.
See, that's good that you said that. I see that you
said that. That's what he said.
Eskimo. What?
Barbarian?
Well, it's kind of like a furry barbarian.
Like a furry barbarian?
That's what I wanted to say.
We have greasy, chewy Eskimo. David, for the game.
Is it whale blubber?
Is it whale blubber? Yeah, blubber. Didn't need whale fat. Look, whale fat is up there next. You didn't need it. Congratulations. Always nice to win a game on blubber. David, congratulations to you. And Nina, we have to say goodbye to you. You won $100, which is better than absolutely zero. And Gene has some nice prizes for, and they are nice, too. I've said that before. They're very lovely. Thanks. It's nice to see you. We'll be right back. And Dave and Jenny Lee are going to go over there and take the $20,000. Right up this message for you. Oh, no. Well, Robert.
The Eskimos call themselves Inuits.
I didn't know that.
I learned you are too.
See? Attitude. Oh, my God. Here we are, gang. We have David with us. It's his very first time over here, but you've seen it, David. You know how it goes. I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with D and continuing through M. D through M. Every one you get right, I'll give you $100. If you get all of them, all 10 words, I'll give you $20,000. Okay. 60 seconds, no pressure.
No pressure.
Not a thing to worry about. Let's put your first word up there, Jenny Lee. All right, don't say anything. There it is. Okay, nice deep breath. Good luck, David. Here we go. Ready and go.
Faint.
Drop. Dizzy.
E.
Dwight.
Eisenhower.
F.
Gasoline.
Fuel.
G.
Spoiled. Pass.
H.
Rhinoceros.
Hippo. Hippopotamus.
I.
July 4th.
Independence Day.
J.
Trial.
Jury.
K.
Nashville. Where
Kentucky.
Am I going?
L.
Skinny.
Lean.
M.
Arithmetic.
Math.
G.
Spoiled.
Gone bad. Rancid. Of G.
Nasty.
Chewy.
Oh! Well, first of all, I don't know how you got Kentucky.
Because she looked like she wasn't in the right state.
She wasn't in the right state of mind, yes. Oh, that was amazing you got that far. The one we're looking for is a G. A G, maybe a stingy would have done it. I don't know. No, not the opposite, though. Give me a good clue, guys. Selfish. Avarice.
Generous.
No. Avarice is the perfect clue.
Greedy.
Yes, that's the perfect clue. Tough word. Not an easy word, gang, as it proved. You have, you got nine. You got nine words out of the 10. You now have a total of $2,400, $2,400. The next time, Super Pass will be worth $5,000 or $25,000. We'll come back to that tomorrow. It was a hard word. Avarice is the perfect. I don't know. I'm the last to know. Okay, we are back, and we have a new player coming in here. By the way, we've all agreed that greedy was a very tough word to get.
Yeah, it was.
It really was, and you did very well. 9 out of 10 is about as well as you can do without doing all of it, you know what I mean? Here comes your challenger. Gloria, come on in here, please. Hi, Gloria. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Tell us all about yourself. As soon as you finish with that chair.
I'm off my track.
You've been off your track a long time, but unfortunately, Gloria is too. Excuse me, Gloria, just a second. We'll put this back in there. It'll be easier for you. Okay, Gloria, tell us, please.
Okay. My name is Gloria Simpson. I'm a coordinator at Sun Valley Junior High School here in L.A. I'm married. I have a 15-year-old son.
You do?
Yes.
Mercy.
He's mine, too.
I didn't say anything, did I?
I certainly wasn't going to question
it. I wasn't going to say anything.
And one of my hobbies is collecting vintage clothing from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And today I have on my lucky red dress from the 1940s.
Oh.
Hope it brings me
That's
luck.
It's right in style, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that dress was from the 40s. It looks like you could wear it today, and you did.
Well, a nice compliment.
Moving right along. It looked like the lady in red with Dillinger could have worn that, as a matter of fact.
Right.
Okay, if you're ready to go, a $100 puzzle, playing for $25,000. Jenny Lee and Bruce giving the clues, and let's get on with it quickly. Here comes the first word. There it is. Bruce, if you will, please, sir.
Toilet.
Potty.
All right. Now, we've gone three shows. Now it's come to this. Is that it, Bruce? All right, Jenny Lee.
Jack.
John.
Yes.
That was so funny. That was
very good. You just changed.
Oh, you guys just why changed. Why didn't get a harp on a toilet?
You're right.
Time.
You're absolutely right. You have some class and decorum.
Yes.
I must say.
And me.
Very
potty
nicely
mouth.
Done. Okay, we have John Potty Mouth. John on the board there, David.
Is it Hancock?
Is it Hancock? Nope. Okay, next word, please. No one that came to mind. Jenny Lee.
Men.
Women.
That'll do it. John and women. David.
Restrooms. I couldn't say what I'm thinking.
Well, oh, you can say it.
You can say anything you want to here. Don't worry about it. Is it restrooms? What was that?
Someone sitting on the buzzer.
Yes. What did you mean that to be over there? Oh, thank you, sir. That's what he meant.
Oh, that was
perfect. Next word, please. Jenny Lee, somebody's sitting on the buzzer.
Little.
Tiny.
Okay, Bruce.
Senate. Oh.
What?
Well,
House?
Boy, I can't.
I'll explain it
I
later.
I can't wait to hear the explanation for this one. Mercy, Jenny Lee.
Cartoon.
Midget?
Okay.
Midget cartoon? Yeah.
Bruce, fourth and final clue.
Little
Penny. No, I don't know.
You were okay. No. Now, were you thinking we, like throw the as
no,
in
no,
politics?
No, no, no. I didn't realize that there was another. I was going for. We're done with this, right?
Yes,
I mean, they don't get
yes.
another guest.
I was going to tell them the
Max
word.
Senate.
Max
and
Senate.
Even though I realized that was Hal Roach and the Senate had two different.
It doesn't matter.
But I had 4 seconds.
What rascals was the word, gang. We'll put it on the board. I thought you were talking about Senate politics.
No,
throw the rascals
I realized
out.
As soon as I said
that. That's the only thing I could think of. All right, we have John, women, and rascals. Nobody guesses. Next word, please. Okay, there it is. Jenny Lee.
Chamberlain.
Wilt.
That's exactly.
Dick.
Richard.
That's a way to do it. That was a bouncer, I think. Nothing you could do. Very nicely done, sir. John, women, rascals, and Richard. Gloria.
Is it Little?
Is it Little? Yes. Yeah. Didn't need adjective. Absolutely. Nice going. I didn't get that for the longest time. Did you get it? Oh, boy, I was out of it. All right, Gloria has $100, and she's only just gotten here. Congratulations to you. We'll come back in just a moment playing. We're winning away towards $25,000. See you in a minute. Oh, I don't know. Rag them up on this. We're out of time. Okay. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks so much for watching. See you tomorrow. Bye.